Welcome to Cassandra Explains It All, a podcast where we take a magnifying glass to all of our treasures from the past. Okay, perfect. So today we are going to be talking a little bit about the Lawrence brothers at large. And, you know, of course, a little bit of a good news, bad news situation. I mean, we did learn some pretty upsetting news about Matthew Lawrence this week, and we're going to go over that. And my guess, and pretty much everybody on the internet's guesses as to who, who the person in power was who tried to take advantage of him. And also, I have, you know, a little voice note from Joey Lawrence himself talking about a spinoff he did with Brittany Murphy. And it was actually a spinoff of the Torkelsons called Almost Home. And we are going to get into both of those shows in this episode, and everything going on with Matthew Lawrence. I mean, this definitely isn't the Lawrence Brothers episode. We can say that for sure. I'm probably one of the biggest brotherly love fans on the face of the planet, so I could talk about the Lawrence Brothers forever. And we're not even going to get into Chili and Andy and, you know, what mysterious substances Andy is taking, or why they've decided to do this podcast out of nowhere, and why a network won't just give them a television show, because let's get real, they deserve it. I think the best thing to do after, you know, discussing what's going on with Matt Lawrence news this week, it's going to be amazing just to take a little nostalgic look back at the Torkelsons. A little bit of Disney TV to cleanse the palate. Matt let a bombshell drop on the Brotherly Love podcast.
There's been many times in my life where I've been propositioned to get a huge role. I've lost my agency because I went to the hotel room, which I can't believe they would send me to, of a very prominent Oscar award-winning director who showed up in his robe, asked me to take my clothes off, and said he needed to take Polaroids of me, and that if I did X, Y, and Z, I would be the next Marvel character. I didn't do that, and my agency fired me because I left this director's room. A lot of my other male friends have gone through with both men and women in this industry, but there's a double standard, and this is where I bring Terry Crews. Terry Crews comes out and says it, people are laughing at him. They kick him out. Why? Because he's a man that represents masculinity, and I think our society is less ready to hear that situation going on with men than they are with women, actually. Look.
I'm not exactly sure who that person that Matthew Lawrence is talking about, but I definitely think that people are very open to hearing the abuse that has gone on towards boys and men in Hollywood, you know, and if that's something that you're unaware of, but you'd like to learn more about, I have done an entire series on it. I mean, I had NT Lawyer come on to do Brad. I've talked about John Brandis, Bradley Knoll from Sublime, you know, the curse of LFO, not to mention Aaron Carter, Brad Renfro, which was just a heartbreaking episode that I did with Enty. And it was a tragic story, a life, you know, truly cut short by addiction. And I'm sure soon we'll be doing River Phoenix too. But luckily, you know, Matthew Lawrence is one of the boys who made it out the other side as a man in Hollywood, and I think we're all pretty certain that it's Bryan Singer that he's referring to. Matthew Lawrence claims an agency fired him after he refused to strip for a director. See, now I'm curious who the agency is, right? The Boy Meets World alum, 43, spoke with his brothers Joey and Andrew Lawrence on the Friday episode of their Brotherly Love podcast about the hashtag MeToo movement and his personal experience with an Academy Award-winning director. I lost my agency because I went to the hotel room, which I can't believe they would send me to. I know, right? Like, why? And you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of how they had Robert Pattinson and Kirsten Stewart make out in front of the director for Twilight in her actual bed in her bedroom. It's just so creepy. Like, why are you even having these people do this? It's beyond the call of duty. So his comment, which came at the beginning of their podcast episode, was followed by Lawrence's revelation that the agency ultimately fired him, allegedly because he left the director's room. Not a lot of guys have come out and talk about this in the industry. And I think that's interesting. Like, I do think he's right that more guys, you know, should speak out if this stuff is happening to them. And, you know, like you heard, he said a lot of these stories, a lot of my older male friends have gone through, both men and women in this industry. But there's a double standard. You know, Matthew was a child star who appeared in TV shows like Boy Meets World and Blossom. He also appeared in the 1993 film Miss Doubtfire with Robin Williams and Sally Field, which was just one of my favorite episodes I've ever done. And in March 2022, Matthew told People he stayed away from drugs after Williams offered him advice, which this was another really interesting part of that podcast. He said about Robin Williams that he was very serious. He was like, you know, when you come to my trailer and you see me like that, that's the reason why. And now I'm fighting for the rest of my life because I spent 10 years doing something very stupid every day. Do not do it. He said of Robin Williams, I stayed away from it because of him. So that's pretty interesting. And I think that Robin Williams, you know, would be proud that he is clean and sober and just doing so well. Not that all of the Lawrence brothers necessarily look sober, but I don't have any reason to believe that they aren't sober, if that makes any sense. Now let's move on to some lighter things that have to do with the Lawrence brothers, right? Remember, I told you guys that we were going to talk about the Torkelsons, and eventually it will come full circle talking about Lawrence brothers. I promise it will. Now, the Torkelsons, for those of you that don't remember, aired from 1991 to 1992, and it was a television series on the Disney Channel.
Did you know that the Torkelsons are coming to weekdays on Disney?
Hey.
That's right, Monday through Thursday at 5, 4 Central.
Hey.
So now, hey isn't just for horses anymore. Hey is for Torkelsons.
Well then, hey.
And hey, you never know who'll show up.
Hi.
Oh, what'll happen next on the Torkelsons? The family show that brings new meaning to the word hey.
I'm sorry, did you just hey me?
Hey, it's the Torkelsons on Disney. Beginning tomorrow at 5, 4 Central on Disney.
You heard it here first.
Now that is a bumper I can get into. This show starred so many good people. It had Lee Norris, who is Minkus from Boy Meets World. It had Connie Ray. It had Olivia Burnett. Rachel Duncan is based on a single mother of five, Miss Millicent Torkelson. You know, she's a do-it-yourselfer with a flair for finding ingenious ways to make ends meet and making the best of bad times. And her oldest daughter, Dorothy Jane, is a sensitive dreamer who finds solace by taking to the man in the moon. Dorothy Jane's siblings, Stephen Floyd, Ruth Ann, Chucky Lee, Mary Sue, easily get themselves in and out of trouble. Now, the Torkelsons was nearly canceled at the end of the first season, which executive producer Michael Jacobs blamed on NBC's decision to move the show from Saturday night to Sundays. But, you know, instead of canceling it, NBC had it retooled and retitled it Almost Home. And it aired on Saturday nights. Now, this revamp was also very unsuccessful, and NBC officially canceled the series in the spring of 93. But God, what a blast from the past. Man on Moon. The secret of life is to not eat spaghetti alone. And I just feel like this is like one of the shockingly few pieces of media to portray Southerners in a positive light. And I just remember watching this all the time when I was a little kid and always wanting to say goodnight to the man in the moon because of it. Adorable. Now, I did find this article, and it says, half the Torkelsons is better than none. Once upon a time, there was a lovely, charming, heartwarming little sitcom called The Torkelsons. It was all about a single mother of five trying to eke out an existence in Oklahoma, teaching traditional values and spreading lots of love. The Torkelsons was doing pretty darn well when it debuted on Saturday nights in the fall of 91. But the foolish NBC programmers switched it to a horrible time slot opposite 60 Minutes on Sundays. and the series died an untimely death. Happily, the Torkelsons has been sort of half-resurrected as Almost Home, which debuts Saturday at 7 p.m. on Channel 2. Unhappily, it was only half-resurrected. What we had was a show that we loved very much, and we thought was a little gem of a show, said executive producer Michael Jacobs. But we saw in audience tracking, we had a real nice core audience. We felt what the future of the show might entail is a need for a broader audience base. So Jacobs and his colleagues sought out to contemporize the Torkelsons. Millicent Torkelson finally loses her battle to keep the house in Oklahoma, and she and her children head for Seattle. Millicent has taken a job as sort of a live-in housekeeper nanny for a successful, overworked businessman, played by Perry King, and his two out-of-control teenagers. What the show is now is sort of an upstairs downstairs, conservative family values versus the liberal family values, Jacob says. And in each episode, they influence each other. Remaining from the original cast, in addition to Ray, are Olivia Burnett and Dorothy Jane, and two of the other four Torkelson children. As for the two jettisoned children, to whom no reference is made, they died in a horrible ratings accident, Jacob said. He expressed regret that the two children, not to mention William Schaller as Border Hodges and a couple of other minor characters, had to be let go. But the decision was mandated by economics. It was just too expensive to keep them. Oh my gosh, Border Hodges. I totally remember Border Hodges. He said, we grudgingly made those changes because we wanted to keep the show alive. And the characters that remain were worth keeping alive. But while Almost Home may be more palatable to the mass audiences, it isn't as good as the Torkelsons was. As if the Torkelsons was good. Come on. Ray's Millicent and Burnett's Dorothy Jane both translate well, and they were the heart of the old show. But not only have they added a couple of typical smart-mouth sitcom kids into the liberal family, but Chucky Lee Torkelson, Lee Norris, who is an understated hoot in the old show, has been transformed into a wiseacre. Oh no, not a wiseacre. The biggest mistake is the casting of King as Brian Morgan, the rich workaholic widower and budding love interest of Millicent Torkelson. King handles his comedy as if he were laying bricks, heavily handed. Which is not to say that Almost Home still isn't an above-average family sitcom. The mother-daughter relationship alone is worth tuning in for. And you can't fault Jacobs for at least trying to keep some of that Torkelson charm alive. I have never done a show that I have been more proud of, and I have never worked with a cast that I have loved working with more, he said. And I wasn't going to let this die. I was a loud, strident voice in the ears of anybody who would listen. Let's just hope there are enough viewers listening and watching to make this go-round more successful than the last one. Well, LOL at that one, because we all know how that turned out. Or maybe you guys don't know how that turned out, actually. Don't worry, you're not the only one who doesn't remember. Joey Lawrence has no memory of it whatsoever either.
Cassandra, hey, how you doing? This is Joey Lawrence. And Brittany Murphy's story, I actually did a pilot with her. I believe it was called The Torkelsons. I'm not sure, though. I don't remember the actual name of it. But I did a half-hour comedy with her where she worked at a chicken restaurant that I was the manager of. And I think she had a crush on my character. And anyway, I got to work with her. Super sweet. Amazing person, just nothing but kindness oozed out of her every moment that I was around her. So that's my Brittany Murphy story. Anyway, glad you love our podcast. I appreciate that you liked Horse Sense as well. God bless you, Cassandra. Thanks for being a fan. Good luck with everything in your life, and I hope you had a blessed weekend, and maybe we'll talk again soon. Bye.
So now that Joey Lawrence and I are basically best friends, I'm going to tell you guys about the, quote, pilot episode he's talking about. It wasn't necessarily a pilot. So he was on season one, episode 2 of Almost Home. And I mean, kind of like Michael Jacobs, the creator of Boy Meets World, described, NBC tried to save the Torkelsons by making it a brand new show. I am going to go through this second article only because, guys, it came out like 2 days ago. What are the fucking odds? that an article about the Torkelsons would come out, you know, within a few days of me deciding to do an episode on it. That's just, I feel like this isn't something that's on everybody's mind. So I don't know. Am I wrong? Am I stupid? But yeah, the article says, today we look at how NBC tried to save the Torkelsons, by making it a brand new show. One of the interesting things about watching television shows is seeing when guest performers stand out. And often, if you'll watch older shows and see notable performance, when you check the name, you'll see that the actor was then booked for their own show soon after the guest spot. So Olivia Burnett had a couple of those types of performances on Quantum Leap, including a memorable turn as Sam Beckett's younger sister, Katie, who freaks out when Sam, who has leaped into his own younger self, plays her, his favorite John Lennon song. Thus, in her mind, a year or so before it was written, thus, in her mind, proving that his stories about their older brother dying in Vietnam are true. Sam is forced to recant his story for the sake of his sister's sanity. Quantum Leap was such a crazy show. A year after that episode aired, Burnett was the star of her own teen sitcom, The Torkelsons. Original concept, like we know, roughly based on creator Lynn Montgomery's life growing up, The Torkelsons was about a single mother played by Connie Ray, raising her five children, Burnett playing Dorothy Jane, the oldest of five, in a small town in Oklahoma where she is forced to take in a tenant to make ends meet. Each episode would open with Dorothy Jane pouring out her feelings to the man in the moon.
Man in the moon, tell me I was switched at birth. Two look-alike babies got mixed up and sent to the wrong families. And for 14 years, I've been forced to live as a Torkelson. Well, my actual family lives in Palm Beach and drives a Lincoln Continental.
Who are you talking to?
You're talking to the man in the moon.
Say hi for me.
Mary Sue, isn't that my blouse you're wearing?
Not anymore.
Why not anymore?
Because Mama turns it into my new going to school dress.
Mama cut up my blouse?
Yep.
Well, where's the rest of it?
We're twins.
Mother!
It's gonna be a big fight.
People say God looks out for the working man. Sure hope he's looking out for me. These empty pockets need a helping hand. Kitchen tables full of family.
But then the sun comes up, and the moon is shining big and bright, and the new day promises that everything will be all right, and the new
Sorry if y'all have already heard that theme song throughout this episode, but I'm obsessed. I can't get enough of it. While created by Montgomery, the show was developed by Michael Jacobs, and it was very much a Michael Jacobs show. Imagine, you know, Boy Meets World only starring a 14-year-old girl, a particularly articulate 14-year-old girl at that. So future Boy Meets World season one cast member Lee Norris, the nerdy Minkus on Boy Meets World, plays Dorothy Jane's nerdy little brother. Montgomery named the show after a nerdy kid she grew up with who seemed to be the inspiration for Norris's character. NBC clearly liked the show, but it wasn't a ratings hit. I mean, it's so amazing that he brought this charisma into Boy Meets World, and that's why we have Boy Meets World today. They revamped the concept in season two. The slightly odd name of the show was dropped, renaming it Almost Home. So Millicent Torkelson, like we talked about, she loses her home. It's she's forced to move to Seattle with her three children, and two of the kids mysteriously vanish in the process. And she's going to be a live-in nanny for a businessman played by Perry King, who has two very spoiled, rotten children. Now, this is where it gets good, because the children are played by Jason Marsden and Brittany Murphy. That's right. Let me say that again. The children are played by Jason Marsden and Brittany Murphy. Oh, it gets better, guys. Alongside a young Allison Hannigan, who plays the possible girlfriend of Marsden's character. The show then became about the cultural clash between the rural Torkelsons and their new forced upon urban quasi family members. So just remember, guys, we have to still hit up Jason Marsden and Allison Hannigan for a Brittany Murphy story. But can you imagine that this show existed with Jason Marsden, Brittany Murphy, and Allison Hannigan, and Joey Lawrence, by the way, and I just have no recollection of it? Like, I remember the Torkelsons. I remember the scene we just played, but I have no memory of Almost Home whatsoever.
Just when you think you've settled down and you feel like you're almost home.
Just when the wheel stops spinning.
Okay, guys, we got to be honest, that theme song is nowhere near as good as the Torkelsons theme song, right? We do have a scene here with Jason Marsden and I believe Brittany Murphy. It's so crazy to see all these actors just in one show together.
Okay, Chucky Lee, the refrigerator is all set. We'll wait outside, and the next person that opens his door will get a nice cream pie right in the face, and I will get $10,000 and some lovely parting gifts.
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't do this. It is kind of mean.
That's why it's funny. Haven't you ever seen America's Funniest Eyewitness Camera? They love it when people get hurt, humiliated, degraded. Maybe I should just videotape one of my dates. Hey, Chuckley, would you, get me a soda?
Oh, sure. Wait a minute.
Just trying to make you a star, kid.
Don't do me any favors, bucko.
Look, I know you've been kind of upset with me since you saw my report card last week.
No, not upset, Molly. Disappointed. I just don't feel that you've been applying yourself.
And you're right. I haven't been applying myself. So I thought a lot about what you said, and I've been trying to do better. Here.
What's this?
It's a book report. It's on Pride and Prejudice.
You read a book?
Amazing. Just totally amazing. What's crazy is that they didn't even finish airing all of the episodes for season two when they ended up canceling it. So there are actually episodes out there that we haven't seen. Two remaining episodes were burned off in June, but all of the episodes aired in syndication. How you syndicate a show with 33 episodes in which the show changed formats midway through is beyond me, but it somehow happened. Don't feel too bad though, as the next TV season, Jacobs debuted Boy Meets World, so it worked out for him. I mean, it is sad that we didn't get this banger of a show with more Brittany Murphy in our lives and like seven seasons of that, but it's fine. But you know what? The guy that they picked to play the dad has just like such a weird look. I totally see why the show failed. Now, Joey Lawrence, what he's remembering is an episode of Almost Home. It's season one, episode two, Girls and Boy, when Molly finds out that Dorothy Jane's boss at her new job in a mall is quite handsome. She takes on the job as well to compete with Dorothy Jane for his attention. Now, in the trivia, it says the part of the chicken in the hat Assistant manager Jeff Thornton is played by Joey Lawrence on loan from his regular series, which actually is mentioned in this show's dialogue. Molly, quote, you know, Brittany Murphy, tells him that he looks like that guy on Blossom. And the studio audience goes crazy.
Man in the moon, this is the most excited I've been since we moved to Seattle. Today is my very first day on my very first job. Unless you count the times I babysat my brother and sister, which I don't because I never got paid. No, this is the real thing for real money. I'm crossing that magic line from dependent to taxpayer.
Okay, guys. So I couldn't find just a clip of Brittany Murphy and Joey Lawrence. So I figured, let me just pull up the episode because they are all on YouTube. And as I'm watching through this episode and I'm seeing her put on this chicken hat, like the nostalgia is totally flooding back to me. And I remember watching this. This is so crazy. Right now, she is going to get her first job. But disclaimer, maybe I'm not actually remembering it. Maybe I'm remembering commercials from the Disney Channel, because that is a weird thing that happens too. Like whatever that magical Jersey show was, never watched one episode of it, you know, locked into my brain forever.
Hi, Dorothy Jane.
Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Is this your mother?
Where?
Yes, of course, that's my mother.
Hi, it's nice to meet you, Mrs. Torkelson. I'm Jeff Norton. I work with Dorothy Jane at Chicken in a Hat.
So I heard.
Dorothy Jane, aren't you going to introduce me? Hi, I'm Molly Morgan. Have we met?
I don't think so.
You're right. I'm sure I would have remembered you.
Enough about you, Molly. Was there something you want to see me about, Jeff?
Yeah, see, you left your training manual in the car, and I know you want to study it tonight. Especially chapter 3. So, you think you know chicken?
Maybe I'll just wait for the movie.
So, Jeff, what do you do at that chicken place?
He's the assistant manager.
Actually, my official title is Vice Rooster.
Your parents must be so proud.
Oh, yeah, they're crowing about me. Well, you know how some places put their chicken in boxes or buckets. We put ours in hats. We have chicken coming out of berets, bonnets, yarmulkes. Okay, it may be a stupid gimmick, but it's our stupid gimmick.
I don't think it's stupid.
And Molly knows stupid.
Well, listen, I have to run. It was nice to meet you, Mrs. Torkelson. You too, Molly. I'll see you tomorrow at work, Dorothy Jane.
Can't wait. Here, I'll show you out.
Wow, what a sense of direction.
Well, that Jeff seems like a very nice young man.
And he's cute, too.
Really?
I hadn't noticed.
Oh my God, what a trip watching Brittany Murphy and Joey Lawrence. I just absolutely loved that scene. I love everything about it. I know that later they're going to be working together, you know, at his chicken restaurant, and chaos ensues. It's a really good episode. It's actually pretty silly. And it's, again, the Torkelsons / Almost Home season 2, episode 2, Girls and Boys. You can find it on Dorothy Jane Torkelson YouTube channel. So it must be a super fan who is dedicated to preserving these episodes, which is amazing. Thank you so much to whoever uploaded this.
This is the moment you've been waiting for at least a minute. Are you ready to say, oh my God, I don't believe it?
Yes, I am.
Will our new trainee come out and meet everyone?
Just waited on my first customer.
That's great. You don't waste any time, do you?
Not when I want something. Like, did anyone ever tell you that you look just like that guy on Blossom? Yeah, right, like he's gonna buy that.
Ah, you really think so? I mean, that guy's sort of good looking.
But not as good looking as you. He doesn't look anything like that guy. You know who you look like? You look like James Dean.
In conclusion, I just highly recommend that everybody revisit this series. It is on YouTube. And, you know, again, I do think probably the Torkelsons is more nostalgic and has a better theme song. But I'm interested to completely rewatch the, quote, second season of the Torkelsons to see you know, how much different and better almost home is now as an adult, you know, just knowing that Jason Marsden and Brittany Murphy are in it. I think it's definitely worthy of a full rewatch, and I am totally open to doing another episode about it. Maybe now that me and Joey Lawrence are best friends, I could get him to come back and talk about it. That'd be great. So yeah, I'm definitely not delusional, totally fine. Everything's great. I want to say thanks to all of my patrons. You guys are just as crazy as I am. I love you so much. You guys are amazing. And I hope that everybody is having an awesome day. If you guys remember the Torkelsons, or if you remember the weird spin-off almost show that happened after the Torkelsons, Almost Home, let me know in the comments. I need details. Like, I cannot be the only person that remembers this show. It's just so bizarre. And again, if you guys are listening to the Brotherly Love podcast, that's something I'm interested in hearing about. I, for some reason, even though I'm a huge Lawrence Brothers fan, I have a hard time sitting through their podcast. Same with Melissa Joan Hart. Same with Pod Meets World show. I was really into it at first, and then I don't know, for some reason, like a switch went off in my head and I just can't listen anymore. So hopefully I'll get back into that. But again, just thanks to all my patrons. Lots of good stuff coming up this week. We are going to be talking about the BAM thing. Thank you so much for taking this little trip down memory lane, nostalgia world, rose-tinted glasses with me, because it was so much fun. I will talk to you guys again soon. Later.
Hey,
did you know that the Torkelsons are coming to weekdays on Disney?
Hey.
That's right, Monday through Thursday at 5, 4 Central.
Hey.
So now, hey isn't just for horses anymore. Hey is for Torkelsons.
Well then, hey.
And hey, you never know who'll show up.
Hi.
Or what'll happen next on the Torkelsons, the family show that brings new meaning to the word hey.
I'm sorry, did you just hey me?
Hey, it's the Torkelsons on Disney. Beginning tomorrow at 5, 4 Central on Disney.
You heard it here first.